and get ready to roll. Let's do this. Man, out on these LA streets. Oh boy, it's another tough one, man. I don't know how y'all day is going on these streets, but out here in LA, it's a beautiful, sunny, blue skies kind of thing going down. Figure on this ride, I guess I get into the gifted first. Yo, this show has been better than it deserves, or better than it has a right to be. Like, this show has been way more impressive when it comes to the villains and stuff like that. That I've been really, really wishing that we could get sort of like a gifted style movie like recently. Like, you got Polaris, who really kills it, man. Especially most recently when she had her back and forth with Reva. That whole thing with like, look, I need to know the plan, B. Like, yo, what's the plan? Either you let me know the plan or I'm out this joint. You know what I'm saying? That joint really got me. Like, cause she flexed her powers, because even though Reva is super, you know, she's OP on this. And Reva did, you know, get at her in the elevator. But, you know, she made it known, like, I'm not playing. I'm not to be played with. When Esme started humming that joint, humming that little song or whatever, like, yo, she was about to kill that girl. And like, actually, she said she threatened her life. She was like, look at my baby again, see what happened. You know what I'm saying? See if you don't come up missing. But on the flip, I like the angle of the father with the powers now, man. For real. Like, having him becoming something that either he has chased and or denied, and then also didn't know about it as well, is a deep character point for him to explore this season. And it looks like he's hopefully gonna kind of come to grips with it and jump in with both feet, because I like him, man. I think he's dope. And he has a very, very, like, important part to play in the psyche of, you know, Andy and Lauren? I can't remember. You know the girl name. But on the flip, like, yo, why is Kate tripping though? Like, straight up. Like, all this, like, well, did you save Andy? Really? Really though? Like, you asking me if I saved Andy? Like, you realize, like, this dude tried to kill us. Alright? He's going full dark side, man. This dude is Kylo Ren. It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? He's not straight up, he is definitely not, and I mean, is definitely not thinking about coming back to the Mutant Underground. I don't think he got his little girlfriend and stuff now. Psh, you know, he's smelling himself. He like, what? Andy like, what? Like 15, 16? Got his little girlfriend and stuff. Plus, he in a spot full of shorties. Man, he ain't going nowhere. Come on, son. Reva? Got Reva. You got three Esmes. And you got Polaris. Now, she locked down with a kid. But still, you know what I'm saying? He like the only dude in the whole squad. Like, he ain't going nowhere, man. Like, he is not thinking about Mutant Underground's dusty selves. Now, when I say dusty, I don't mean like dusty, like, you know, like they worthless. But they status is low right now. They need to get some good picks. Like, in sports terms, they need to get some good pickups. Because right now, they got Flashlight. Big shout out to Stephen Lemieux. They got Flashlight. And I mean, he has ill powers because he can focus and direct his light mad harshly and like burn the crap out of you. Esme knows that, but that's it. You got John. I mean, you got the super strength and the hearing and all that, but that's about it as far as your like kind of like heavy hitters. And I mean, they're not, I wouldn't even consider them extremely heavy. Maybe. John, because he can take such a beating because he has the super strength, but we don't really have no one else. And then Shatter just died. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was BS, man. But I did like the effect on how he was bleeding. I like that. That was a pretty cool effect. But the Mutant Underground needs some help for real, man. Like, so I think, you know, Lauren stepping her game up, because she does, you know, the whole like compacted air or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that has come in handy. And, you know, with Reed coming out with them, the flame hands or the lava hands or whatever, maybe we can get something, but we ain't got no long range folks except Flashlight. So Mutant Underground need to get some picks, man. They need to go and, I don't know, check out some of the Morlocks or something, or something. I don't know what's going on with them. We had a devastating loss to the nerd, the geek community, you know, with Stan Lee passing. I'm not hurt. I'm not sad. You know, I understand, you know, death comes, you know, there's a process of, you know, life and death and all that. But, you know, I understand that this is someone who brought us so much legacy, man. Just so many stories. I mean, I made a video a while back about the first comic book I remember, which was a Stan Lee joint. You know, it's like the first book. Well, a character created by Stan Lee. I'm not sure if he wrote that book. But, you know, my first book that I honestly remember is a Spider-Man joint. And just what he's done for culture and pushing culture for all of us. Like, there's so many people that were touched by the Avengers or touched by the Hulk or Spider-Man or, you know, X-Men or, you know, any number of these characters that have given us fuel to dream, fuel to escape, fuel to argue over who's strongest, who's cooler, you know, who should be in a relationship, whatever. And I just, I'm proud and I'm happy, you know, and I'm glad that we got to get that. You know, I believe that he was sent here to tell us stories, and he's told some of our favorite stories that we've ever heard. You know what I'm saying? Some of our biggest stories, our biggest arcs to, you know, to mill over and pick over the details and, you know, apply it to our lives and stuff. So, you know, I'm not sad. I always see death as a celebration. You know, a lot of times people, especially in the Black community, call it a homegoing. So, you know, he made it home. He's going home first before us, you know. So he's going on and passing on to, you know, to chill out with the Watchers and the Beyonder and Galactus and all the other, you know, celestial entities. So, you know, he'll be, of course, missed, but in my case, I'm not exactly sad. I'm just so excited and so pleased that he was able to do what I believe he was meant to do, which was give us the stories, you know, to be able to last us generations and lifetimes. I mean, look at every adaption that Marvel has been through, whether it's, you know, animated, motion comic, movie, TV, you know, a mobile game, you know, the short film, you know, Netflix, whatever, tons of stuff. And it started with the hard work of Stan Lee, of Jack Kirby, you know, just putting in work, you know, and the countless others that came, you know what I mean? Like Steve Ditko did his time and stuff like that, like so many. But of course, with losing Stan Lee, someone who was such a man of the people, such a people's champ, if you will, it really touches you, and you're just like, man, he's gone. Because I will say there's this kind of idea of like, you know, oh, they ain't never going nowhere, you know, Stan Lee. It's kind of like when you think, when you're younger, you know, like your grandfather, your grandmother, or something like that, it's like you just assume they'll live forever, because it's like they're your grandparents, man. They ain't never going there. We're gonna go down to grandma's next week or something like that, you know? So it's surprising, but at the same time, you know, we all knew about, you know, his health issues and his age, but I'm happy that he's able to move on to the next, you know, the next station in life. So yeah, that's how I feel about that. But, you know, much love. to Stan Lee, his family, friends, closest folks that are probably feeling it the most. But, you know, as someone who has just admired his work, loved his work, you know, been blessed to have read his work and collect tons of stuff and all that, I'm happy that, you know, he was able to move on. All right, let's get into this. Your boy Pikachu on the scene. Yo, man, it's mad funny. All right, so trailer drop for, you know, Pikachu Pet Detective. No, I'm just playing. It's like Pikachu Detective Pikachu or something. Look, the movie actually has a real Pikachu. Well, it's not real. I mean, it's special effects and puppets or whatever, but... You know what? Even though it's like, yo, I'm probably not going to see this joint. Like, there's a part of me that's like, yo, I can't drop like $15 on this joint. But it was cute, wasn't it? Like, the trailer, it was cute. It was very cool seeing the Pokemon, all of the different Pokemon characterized the way they did. Because someone who wasn't, wasn't particularly a fan of Pokemon. Like, I was a little older at that time, so I didn't really catch that wave. I was into other types of animation, but I've always thought that the design of all the Pokemon was so cool. And I've actually got a couple on my desk. So I've always loved like the design of the actual Pokemon themselves, but just, you know, the story or the animation never really did it for me. Now, with that said, this trailer, bruh, like, is it me or is this joint mad, adorable, and lovable? There's something about it, I don't know what it is. It's something cutesy about it, and I don't know, I'm on the fence whether I want to see it or not, but it's definitely cute, and ended up looking way better than I thought it would end up looking like. Like, at first I was like, man, don't, a detective of what? Why would he be a detective? Why he got a little detective hat? And now you see the trailer, you like get the setup, you're like, you know what, you know, why not? I think that's where I am with the movie. I'm like, you know, why not? It's, you know, it looks, you know, cute, cuddly, and it looks like they actually put some time into it. So, you know, why not? Not that I'm, like, begging to see the joint, but I'm a little interested how it might turn out. Plus, it got Ken up in that. Ken Watanabe in that? Bruh, come on, man. Like, I at least got to see what his performance is going to be like. On the flip, we just passed another, milestone, another anniversary. 25 years. Since Wu-Tang Clan 36 Chambers, and of course, Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders, two classic albums in their own right, for very different reasons, very different, avenues and angles of hip hop. One thing that I love about these both of these albums hitting their 25th at the same time is that you can look back 25 years to see how diverse hip-hop was at the time. And when I say hip-hop, I'm talking about like kind of like the mainstream, highly covered, and kind of like platformed hip-hop. And what I mean is like when it's like out there on a very big stage, a grand scale for everybody to see, not something that's kind of like very niche and underground or whatever. But these are two groups that were, you know, well promoted, well pushed. And both of them were dope, man. And from each album that we'll probably end up covering, well, we're going to do a Wu-Tang Day and stuff on Beats Vibes Life with my man Arcatron, shout out to him. But both of these albums, man, were such a huge part of just, man, when I was younger, man, Midnight Marauders was banging. And Wu-Tang was just so different because you had like this kind of concept album feel with like all these skits and the movie references. And then they would talk about like different comic book characters and stuff. it was just crazy. And celebrating both of those groups on the same day is something that is just awesome and wonderful. Dropping this in here because if you haven't checked it out, there's a few mixes that you can find either on SoundCloud or YouTube mashing up Wu-Tang and Tribe. And it's just an interesting listen, man, just seeing how their flavors interconnect, even though they're so different, like such different groups, because you just have, you know, like the sharpness of the Shaolin sword, you know, but then matched with, you know, things like Electric Relaxation or like, you know, the soul of, you know, Tribe Called Quest and their atmospheric kind of jazz vibes. It's a nice mix. It mashes up well. But both of these groups, huge part of my upbringing, man. Like Q-Tip, Fife. Oh, another thing, speaking of Fife, if you didn't know, Fife came out with an album called Ventilation. And that joint got some heat. Like, you definitely need to check that out. Like, psh, bruh. Fife. Ventilation, he comes through. Like, DJ High Tech got some beats on there. I think Dilla got a beat on there. And I think Pete Rock got a joint. Like, look, they just, trust me, that album is straight flames. But, you know, you got Q-Tip, Fife, and they're definitely probably either at or heading to their apex at Midnight Marauders. And then you have just the energetic, frenetic explosion of energy, which is Wu-Tang Clan. And just those two groups hitting at the same time, just a very good thing for hip hop in general, man. Like just a huge deal for hip hop. Really, really love both those albums. Those two albums are very, very important. If you haven't checked them out, like say if you're younger, but you somehow listen to this podcast, if you're younger, say if you're, I don't know, if you're under 25 and you haven't heard any of these albums, definitely go back. I mean, it's not particularly like hip hop is now, but I think you'll dig them. I think you'll get something out of them and be like, wow, this is kind of cool. But anyway, you know, from RZA to Q-Tip and the Uma, the beats are fresh, the rhymes are on point. It's definitely worth your time. Also, in Freaky Deaky news, in giving him something he can feel news, you got Jill Scott basically showing people how she pleases her man. It's mad funny because, you know, Twitter is just funny, man. Kaz be wildin' on Twitter. And a lot of people were acting like they were surprised. Like, oh, man, like, yo, for real? Like, I didn't know she got down like that. Yo, check it. If you have listened to Jill Scott albums, you would know by now that Jill, she's a sensual person. I'll say that. I think that's the best way to say it. You know what I'm saying? She likes to be sensual with her stuff. Now, I think because people, since they don't listen to her music, you know, the perception she has in public, you know, like her public facing perception is a lot different than, you know, kind of like what you see or I guess what you hear on an album. You know, if you listen to anything like Crown Royal or something, like you're definitely going to hear like some romantic things. I'll just say that some stuff that's, you know, is definitely adults only. And I'll say this, if you are dating someone, if you're in a relationship or if you're dating someone, treat yourself to a Jill Scott show. Because Jill Scott's show is straight for the lovers, yo. I'm gonna be honest. If, like, for really real, her show is strictly for people trying to get their romance on at the end of the evening. That's all I'm saying. If you haven't taken your lady, you know, for fellas, if you haven't taken your lady to a Jill Scott show, I'm just saying you need to do that. You know what I'm saying? Take it to a Jill Scott show, maybe a nice little dinner, a couple flowers, get some petals, You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. That's all I'm saying. Because Jill Scott is not only giving you music, you know, to enhance the atmosphere, enhance the vibe, prepare you for when you leave the show, but she's also apparently giving you tutorials. Got that Dumbo out. I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about this Dumbo joint. Like, okay, it's Tim Burton. We know Tim Burton's been kind of like bugging and tripping a little bit on his in his later years, you know what I'm saying? But it's not that dude ain't talented. Also, we know Disney got his flavor. They're going to come with some quality, you know what I'm saying? They ain't going to just drop straight doo-doo. But is this a film that is going to be kind of like okay? Not like, you know, not great, not horrible, just like aight. You know what I'm saying? Because I got the feeling like this joint is just going to be one of them like whatever joints where it's easily one of them things that you can catch later on like Netflix or something, instead of plucking down that $15 to try to go see it for the people. But maybe I'm bugging, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm tripping, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm wrong. Have you, in the trailer, like, did you see anything that was, you know, like, blowing your mind? Like, I mean, of course, Dumbo looks great. You know what I'm saying? We can't front on that. You know, Disney's going to bring that quality. And I like that I guess you could say, like, the animals in general, they look real, but not so real that they're crazy looking. You know what I'm saying? The color grading to the whole film gives it that old-timey feel, but in doing that, it looks more stylized old-timey than real old-timey. You know what I'm saying? But it still has that wonder feel to it. You know, Disney does it. No matter what, they're always going to make you feel that, like, that heart, that emotion. I will say on the flip, we ain't see no crows in this. I'm going to just leave it at that. We ain't see no crows in this one. And, like, look, they knew better on that joint. They were like, look, we're going to try to bury that. We're going to just try to bury that deep. And hopefully nobody will notice. Just forget the crows. It's like, yeah. But overall, I'm kind of on a wait and see on this one. Because I definitely don't hate it. I just don't love it. And I think the live action sort of adaption joints, I don't know. They're hit or miss with me. Cinderella I thought was cool. I didn't think it was super necessary, but I thought it was cool. Actually I like the Cinderella joint better than the Angelina Jolie joint. And Lion King was on point, you know what I'm saying? So there is merit for them. It's just they're in a weird place where I'm not super excited, but I also don't super hate them either. Like, when I watch them, I'm like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, they did kind of did their thing. I will say, I went through a whole trailer. I ain't seen no brothers up in that joint, but due to how they did brothers in the first Dumbo, maybe it's just best that we just ain't there. But anyway, guys, you know, maybe, look, hey, just leave it alone. Just leave them out, right? Yo, why you ain't tell me about the whole trailer teaser reaction to the Toy Story joint with Key and Peele? I'm looking, yo, man, y'all got me like, really though? I feel two ways about this. One way I'm like, yo, it's just them being silly, being, you know, being fun, being dumb. You know, it's kind of what they do. But then there's one side of me that's like, they blacked it up, didn't they? Like, they super, like, homie did like the MC Hammer joint, right? Am I tripping? Like, I could be tripping, but a part of me is like, man, y'all went like real black on this. And it was like not necessary for y'all to go black on this. And I feel like y'all did the unnecessary thing. But maybe I'm tripping, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm out of line, you know what I'm saying? But once again, they get you with that cuteness. Because those little furry toys or whatever, the ones that you get, like, you know, the little arcades or whatever, I assume that's where they were cute. They were fluffity, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I said fluffity. There was fluffity, there was cute. So they get you there. And the voice acting is funny. It's just, this, there's a point where it's like, it's kind of like the Dave Chappelle joint where it's like, yo, are y'all laughing with me or y'all laughing at me? Like, y'all, I think y'all laughing too hard. So it's, I don't know where I sit on that. Even though I did laugh when he did his little hammer dance, but at the same time, there was a part of me that was like, hold up. How do I feel about him doing this hammer dance? I don't know. But, of course, I didn't really say anything about the actual teaser because nothing literally happened. They were, like, just dancing in a circle. So, nothing. I mean, yo, there's nothing wrong with, like, a teaser announcement trailer. The joint don't even come out until summer. But it would be nice to get, like, something real happening instead of a spork, like saying I don't belong here. Like, it just, I don't know, it wasn't, I really need to see more. Like, that was one of them things I need to see more. But that Key and Peele joint, I did laugh, straight up, I did laugh, but at the same time kind of had your boy like, I don't know how I feel about this one. You know what I'm saying? You know how Key and Peele do. So they be having you in your feels sometimes. But I guess we'll have to wait and see for real, when that movie drops. All right, for real, we really need to talk about Rebecca. I forgot to mention that, yeah, she killed all those people in that bank, yo. Man, look, I don't know how you feeling right now, but Rebecca got to go. Straight up. Rebecca, yo, she can't stay? How Rebecca gonna stay? And man, look, yo, we gotta do something about this girl, because she, not only is she, all right, check this. All right, one, she's got crazy killer powers. Like, her powers ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can, you know, I can just touch something and it makes them happy or something. Like, she's not like, she don't have like powers that's just like harmless. She has like some very crazy powers. And they can't control her. And not saying control, like, you know what I'm saying, you got like mind control or something. But they can't control this girl to where they're like, yo, man, we just going in, we gonna get this money, you know what I'm saying, stop the bank financially, you know what I'm saying, and help our own people. And just move on and just be separate from them. Like on some Asteroid M, Genosha type stuff. Like, the deal was done. They had the money, they had the transfers, they had all that stuff. They took everything from the people, you know, from the bank. The mission was a success. You know what I'm saying? They was about to get out. Everything was gonna be all good. And old girl was like, yo, so we just gonna leave them alive? Reba was like, yeah. Like, yo, this ain't an attack. This is a financial attack. This strategic, B. This ain't no fight. Yo, Rebecca was like, she got that bloodlust, yo. She like Carmella from like Castlevania, or even from like Vampire Hunter D. Like, Carmella got that bloodlust, yo. And she need that blood. You know what I'm saying? She need that blood, and she need it now. And I don't think her and Andy gonna work out. Like, let me just be for real. I don't think her and Andy gonna make it. Cause everybody was looking at her like, oh snap. Yo, what she did effectively as an act of war, considering the times that they're living in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna, yo, she put a target on every mutant's back. Like, there could be a regular mutant that's just like a plumber or a mechanic. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're a mutant, but don't nothing special. Like, they don't got, like, no special powers. They're not. And I know they got classes. There's, like, I can't remember. There's, like, beta, alpha, and then omega or something. But there might be, like, some beta, like, mutants or whatever. I can't remember the class. But the regular mutants, that their mutation really doesn't do anything. Like, it's like, yo, my mutation, like, just makes me, like, I don't know, extra short or extra tall. Like, it doesn't it, my mutation doesn't really, I don't have a healing factor. I'm not Iceman. I'm not Cyclops. I'm just a regular, like, mutant that has no, you know, like, tactical fighting advantage or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mutation don't do nothing cool. Those people are going to be getting rounded up like crazy and put in the rooms that she was put in. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna put them in the danger that she was in. And she can't think no further than her face. And this is a problem. It's a problem for the Inner Circle now. It's a problem for the Mutant Underground now. And don't even get me started on the Mutant Underground. Like, yo, they ain't got no plan. I mean, yo, Blink is for real. Blink is like, yo, like, we don't know what we doing. Like, we've lost all these people. We have no direction now. And we just like floating in the wind. And I don't know where. The only thing, maybe this is something that'll bring the Inner Circle and maybe bring the Inner Circle and the Mutant Underground together, possibly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't know where this is going to go because she's so crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she wasn't so crazy, I'd be like, oh, all right. But homegirl has lost it, for real. Homegirl is, like, straight. She's straight bugging. Like, I don't even know how else to say it. Shorty is just bugging, for real. And I don't know what we're going to do. She's going to have to die. We got to kill her. Maybe Andy will kill her. I don't know, but she got to go. She can't stay alive. She's psychotic, man. But anyway, look, hey, maybe Demolition Man will do it. Oh, that's what I'm calling Reed. Hopefully it'll stick. Demolition Man, that's what I see. Look, it works for me. All right, that's all I'm saying. And to add to that, straight up, it's about time for a Kingdom Hearts movie. For real, after watching Wreck-It Ralph, I'm just like, yo, we need a Kingdom Hearts movie. And honestly, I've played Kingdom Hearts maybe once in my life, but after seeing, I'm just like, yo, it's time, man. It's time for like a feature length. Like, Kingdom Hearts is on some, you can have your own MCU style type joint where like some straight Star Wars episodic, like you got movies upon movies with this joint, man. Like, because the game is fun alone, and then all the characters, I think it's just about time, because after watching Wreck-It Ralph and just seeing how all of the things that Disney has can mix and match and come together in such an interesting way without overshadowing or outshining the other, like they really do have this interesting way of just fitting with each other. Like in the film, and this is without spoiling anything, in the film you see the different properties, like say Star Wars or anything from Marvel or stuff from Pixar, come together in very interesting ways and play off each other, maybe have like riffs or gags with each other, and they all work, and it's a playful energy. And I just think a Kingdom Hearts movie, man, would translate so, so well. Like, a Kingdom Hearts movie is what Disney needs to be doing straight up with their animation. Like, next straight, like, 4 or 5 movies need to be, like, some Kingdom Hearts type style. Straight up, this is basically a hopping off of an episode of Beast Vibes Life I did with Arcatron. Yo, on the real, like, Raekwon and Ghost need to do an album with Knowledge. Yeah, like, something where they're both, like, the whole album is just stories. Like, just an anthology of different stories, you know what I'm saying? Different hood chronicles. Because they do it so well, and their energy together is just incredible. Like, all through, like, Cuban Links, whether it's Cuban Links or Iron Man or something even newer, up to date, like MGM from forever. Like, there's tons of times when they're together and it just works, man. And I think them working with someone like knowledge will give them enough of a jolt of a different flavor, a different atmospheric sound that I think, you know, it'll be just off kilter enough to get something unexpected from them. You know what I'm saying? Like some different stories, some different rhyme patterns, anything, you know what I'm saying? That's just something, it hit me, and I want to know how you feel about that one, but it hit me, and I was like, yo, man, I kind of want that album now. Like, we was just on live stream, and now I'm feeling like I really, really, I'm feeling like I need that album up in this joint. Alright, back it up. Going back it up. Alright. Ah, boy. Good drive.